Let's look at Matthew chapter number 9. Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 29. This is the, I'll give you the context. Let's go back to verse 27. Let's get the whole story. Matthew 9, verse 27. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And that's a reference to, the son of David's a reference to the Messiah. They acknowledged him as the Messiah right there. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him. By the way, that was his house. If you read the whole Gospels, people said, well, Jesus said the foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have a man's place to lay his head. So he was poor, he didn't have a house. Read the Bible. He had a house. Amen. Bible said so. I don't have time to get into all that. This is his house. When he was come into the house, and because he went home there to get some rest, the blind man, they came to him. And Jesus said unto them, because he had heard them out there on the way, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord, yes, Lord." In other words, we believe it. We believe you can do it. Then touched he their eyes, saying some of the most powerful words in the Bible. "According to your faith, be it unto you." Eight words that will change your life. Change. It has changed my life. These words, I could preach from now until the end of 2021 and not exhaust those words. You might think I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. The meaning of that to me, the volume of revelation in those words is phenomenal. The amount of things let's put it this way. The amount of excuses that cuts out of people's lives. The truckloads of excuses right there. Jesus just cut it out of your life. Amen. According to your faith. Say those words. According to your faith, be it unto you. Is that written just for those men? That's written for all of us. Scripture's not for any private interpretation. The Bible said that in 1 Peter. It's not just for one man. This is for all of us. These verses are written for all of our learning, the Bible said. So, according, we could say, yes, according to their faith, be it unto them. But according to our faith, let's make it personal. Let's say it out loud, personal. According to my faith, it'll be done unto me. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Like Richard Roberts said, let's say it backwards. Wow. Praise the Lord. The revelation in that. Oh, if you're not excited about it, let's look at it so we can get excited about it together. The Rue translation, how many of you know there's various translations of the Bible? There's one spelled R-I-E-U. It says, "Your reward shall be equal to your faith." Your reward shall be equal to your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's telling you and I that we measure the power and blessing of God to ourselves according to our faith. Amen. We measure that. Notice, it's us. That's the part that folks get all tripped up on. They just sort of leaving a lot of things up to God. A lot of, if God, if it be thy will. There's a lot of things that are his will. And it's still not going to happen for those who don't use their faith. Those who don't have faith for it. Now, Jesus is speaking to these blind men. Two blind men here. He said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Now, notice verse number 30. "And their big toes that had ingrown toenails were healed." Huh? Huh? What did I miss? Did I miss something? What did it say? Their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." You can read the rest of the chapter and find out why. He was trying to, at the moment, stay private. He's trying to get some rest. But they went out and told everybody, and so he had another healing meeting. But here's my point. What do I mean? And their big toes were healed. What I said that to get your attention to the fact that it was their eyes that were healed showed all of us what they had faith for. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So when their eyes were healed, we know what they had faith for. They had faith to be healed in their eyes. They were blind. Amen. According to their faith. Now, notice it didn't say, after Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Notice they didn't start immediately speaking in tongues. In other words, they didn't have faith for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. At that time, they didn't know anything about it. You know? But see, what's my point? They got what they had faith for.
Yes, that's good.
That's what Jesus said. According to your faith, that's what's going to be done unto you. And in other words, it was not... a lot of these things that people say God was deciding to heal some or not the other, it wasn't that at all. It was not according to my will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something can be His will and you and I still not have it.
Yes.
It's not according to His will. Although, I mean, there are things that are not His will. But it's according whenever, even though it might be His will, which healing is His will, it's not according to His will. It's according to our faith. Isn't that what it's saying? Now, notice I said, in order to get your attention and point your attention to the fact that it wasn't their big toes that were healed, in order to get your attention to what Jesus said according to their faith, let me tell you a story Brother Hagin told one time. He said he had a man, he's preaching, and he had a healing line. There was a man came up in the healing line. Well, actually, the man had been sitting. They kind of gave him a seat real close up front. I don't know if it was, I think there was a front row of chairs, but they gave him a seat even closer up somewhere up here. And he's sitting there, and he's leaning trying to hear what Brother Hagin's preaching. And when Brother Hagin got to the healing line, he got in the healing line, and Brother Hagin said, "I see you've come." He said, "Yeah, I came to get my ears healed. I can barely hear." He realized then why he's sitting up front.
Yeah.
Sitting up there like that. They gave him a seat. So Brother Hagin said, "Well, I'll lay my hands on you." And he came up with a crutch. And he's walking. He's got some sort of limp. And he's got this crutch. And he's walking. And he "I see you've come," Brother Hagin said. He said, "Yeah, I came to get my ears healed." And Brother Hagin said, "Well, we'll lay our hands on you and you'll be healed." He said, "Yep, you lay your hands on." And the man was instantly healed in his ears. And could hear plainly and normally. And for the rest of that meeting, Brother Hagin was there for a number of days and weeks or whatever. And for the rest of that meeting, he could hear. But whenever he was healed of his ears, he's praising God. He turned around. And then he would use that crutch going back to his seat. Brother Hagin said, "Hey, sir. Me? Yeah, you. What about that crutch?" He said, "Oh, I can live with this." He said, "I couldn't live without hearing." He said, "I couldn't hear you preach." And he went back to his seat. Does that illustrate according to your faith?
Yeah,
according to your faith. According to your faith. Amen. Oh, my goodness. This gets all over me. This turns it back on us. It puts the responsibility back on us. A lot of folk don't like this kind of preaching. They like to go to places where it's all up to God and God's sovereign and God's running everything and He's deciding everything and whatever we do doesn't matter, and whether we practice the word or not, or whether we believe or whether we don't believe, or whether we walk in the light or don't walk in the light. There's just a lot of folk don't like this kind of preaching, but this is Bible preaching. And listen, it might be hard on the flesh. But here's where a lot of answers are. And how many of you notice lately that your flesh doesn't like really what the real answers are sometimes? Yeah, mine neither. But listen, it is what it is. I didn't write the Bible. You know what when I hear those words, according to your faith, be it unto you, I hear God and God's power. Let's just say God. We know he's talking about his power and so forth, all that he has. God goes where faith puts him. God's power went into that man's ears and healed his ears. Same power was standing by to heal his limp. Amen. Is that what, do you hear that like I hear that? Amen. I remember Brother Hagin said, because notice it's Jesus didn't say, according to my power. Not according to his power. His power is a constant availability. Amen. And so it's constantly available. Amen. But Jesus didn't say according to my power. I remember Brother Hagin told a story one time. He said he was praying with, I think they took some time over a period of a day or three or whatever it was, to pray for a lady. I think if I remember right, he was still pastoring at this time. And I don't remember if this lady was in his church or was a visitor and somebody was telling him about Brother Hagin's healing ministry. I don't remember all the details. But anyway, they were praying for this lady. She's in a wheelchair. And they told her that she had some sort of crippling arthritis that was going to make her stiff as a board. In other words, it'd lock all her joints up. And you got to decide if you want to, when you finally do get stiff and can't move, do you want to be in a seated position like in a chair or do you want to be laying on the bed? You know, what do you, and I don't know all the details, but she's still in a wheelchair. And so they're praying for her healing. They're praying, spending some time just talking to God. And you know, there's different ways to approach receiving healing. There's a whole lot to this, but there's a different way of ministering healing. I'll put it that way. You can just minister the word and get people to believe it. Or you can do James 5, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Dynamic and it's working. And they were doing James 5 in this case. And verse 16 there. And so they were praying. And Brother Hagin said the power fell. Strong. And Brother Hagin said the power hit that lady. They're praying and that power fell. And hit that lady so strong that it picked, excuse me, picked her up out of the wheelchair. Moved her out in front of the wheelchair. She's suspended in midair by the power of God. Brother Hagin said, that's it. That's it. Take that. That's your healing. She went, and reached back for her wheelchair. And when she did, kerplunk, she flopped back down in that wheelchair. Brother Hagin said, sister, you don't have an ounce of faith. Now, he meant for her healing. You know, she's saved. But see, how many of you know you can have faith in one area and not in another area? And that's what Jesus is talking about, according to your faith. Brother Hagin said, you don't have an ounce of healing, do you? She said, no, Brother Hagin, I'll go to my grave in this wheelchair. Now, why would she go to her grave in her wheelchair? Was there no power available? Dear Lord, the power showed up. Wasn't because there wasn't power available. You know why she went to her grave? And listen, we're not here to hit people with this. We're just here to help. We're just here to keep the purity of God's word about these things and not get off into wrong doctrines and wrong ideas. Well, it must not have been the will of God. I mean, look at this lady. The power of God hit her so strong it holds her up out of the wheelchair. We just have to know it wasn't because there wasn't power available. It was because of she didn't mix faith with that power. Amen. And she got what she had faith for. Isn't that right? God goes where faith puts him. Amen. Jesus didn't say according to my power. His power is involved, isn't it? We're not saying God's power is not involved. His power is involved. But we're simply saying the power can come on a person. I've seen it happen over and over again with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The power, come on them real strong. And they don't yield to it. They don't have faith to step out and speak in other tongues and yield to that. Amen? So, is it according to God's will to fill some with the Holy Ghost, give them utterance in tongues, and others not? Absolutely not. It's according to their faith.
Amen.
Amen. Not according to someone else's faith. Notice Jesus said, according, verse 29, according to your faith, be it unto you. Say, according to my faith, it'll be unto me. So, others may have faith for something, and if I don't, then I won't have what they have. And the reason some people don't, and some people do have faith for it, is because of what they keep hearing. Faith comes by hearing. How many of you know God got us all started with this whenever we were born again, every one of us were given the measure of the God kind of faith. You and I, we're all given the measure of the God kind of faith. Not more than another person. Everybody's given the same measure. Now, somebody say, well, some people have more than others. Yeah, we started out with the same measure. God's an equal opportunity God. But He doesn't develop it for us. We do that by feeding it along certain lines. See, if you want to have faith for something, feed on that area of the Word. Faith comes by hearing the Word, hearing by the Word, and then exercising your faith. Amen. So, according to your faith, this means a whole lot. It's not according to someone else's faith. As much as we have tried, believe me, I've tried. I've tried to use my faith for other people. And there's cases that it'll work. You know, especially young people, babies, and so forth, or somebody invites us to use our faith for them and gives us that permission. Someone who receives us well in the ministry or something like that, baby Christians. We've used our faith, keep them alive till they got faith. They had faith, but they developed it enough to get what they needed on their own is what I'm trying to say. And there's a lot of cases we could spend a lot of time on what the differences are, but generally speaking, you're not going to have what somebody else believes God that you have, for you to have in your life. That's hard because, well, I go to a faith church. Well, that doesn't mean anything. I could say some things right now. I mean, it's been amazing. Been pastoring for over 18 years now, and it's still amazing. We don't have the greeting right now because of because of the quarantine, but whatever you call it. But it's amazing. Things people say in that back door. Been coming the whole time. Don't have an ounce of faith in certain areas. Not because they don't have the opportunity to. If you don't have faith in this church, you're dead. Spiritually, you're just not paying attention. Amen. This is a jerk the slack of unbelief out of your church. You know what I'm talking about? And we don't hear whining around here. We don't hear excuses around here. Because we all know it's according to our faith. And if someone comes around whining, we just go, oh, I see, kind of low on faith. I know people think that's mean, but listen, the devil's the one mean. You're going to have to get rough. You're going to have to deal with him. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And the Bible said, resist him steadfast in your faith. And so people that have helped me the most have been people that haven't, made me feel my flesh real comfortable in church. They act like I ought to do better. They act like I ought to be victorious. You know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Spirit of Faith Family Church. So if everybody's still glad you came, say amen. People do all sorts of things because of a lack of faith. People don't do a lot of things because of a lack of faith. People steal because of a lack of faith. They don't believe they can get it any other way. People cheat and do their taxes wrong and don't be honest on things. That's all a lack of faith. Amen. They vote for government handouts because of
lack of faith.
You said it, I didn't. Their faith's in the government. Huh? According to the government,
no.
Be it unto you.
No.
Listen, I have a special aversion for socialism, and you ought to too. Because what the government gives, the government can take away. But what I get with my faith, no man can take from me. No man can take. Oh, somebody might take some of it, but I'll get it back quicker than you can snap your finger. Because it didn't come by what somebody gave me. It came from him through my faith. There's parties in the government that preach, you know, faith in the government. There's political parties that preach faith in yourself and then also faith in the government. Just not as strong, faith in the government. The Bible preaches faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Oh, I'm just looking forward to the next bailout. Why? I was trying to figure out how to give mine back, and I figured it's already on the credit card. That, you know, they give you that credit card. Be on there for 25 years. They won't take it back. So I may as well use it. But I don't believe in it. Well, the Republicans gave it. Yeah, I know. I still don't believe in it. Teach people to believe God. Teach people to use their faith. Teach people to do the Word. When you're already $26 trillion in debt, maybe something's wrong, you know. Okay, I'll get off of that. Here's another thing this means. According to your faith, you could say it means according to your measure of faith. Amen. Amen. Say, according to your faith. Faith means according to your measure of faith. Because our faith can grow. I can receive more now than I used to be able to receive in the area of healing and different things. Another way you could look at this, according to your skill in using your faith. Some people are better at it because they've practiced. And you know how you get better at it? You trip up a lot. You go, okay, I'm going to practice this. And whoops. Oh, man. That didn't work. But I learned something. Why sit around and wait to learn everything without stepping out of the boat, you know? Here's how Peter learned a lot that day. He got out of the boat. He learned a lot. He'll never forget that lesson. So you learn as you step out, and according to your faith could mean, part of the meaning of that could be according to your ability and skill to use it. Because you can have a truckload, but just not good at using it. Not good at keeping your attention on the Word and what you're believing whenever the devil's breathing the hot breath of unbelief down your neck. And you get all focused on that. Well, that's not skillful, you know. But we can become more skillful. Aren't you glad we can become more skillful?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You can have faith for something and not use it, just like you can have money and not use it. You know what I'm talking about. And what you get will not be according to the amount of money you have. It'll be the amount of money you put in circulation. You know, if you don't have groceries, but you got a checking account full of money, it's not according to the amount of money you have in the checking account. It's according to how much you use.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. You... And the same thing with faith. You can have a truckload. I think spirit of faithers are carrying around a heart full of faith. Well, if we just use a little bit of it. I know you are. I'm not saying like you're not. But I'm telling you, there is so much available in God. And he's just waiting for somebody to believe him. Hallelujah. So, but it's not according to the faith you have, but according to the faith that you use. Amen. I've known several people in life that they live with almost nothing, but they got a lot of money. The elder generation has to watch that, especially if there's not a lot of people around now, not as many that went through the, or old enough to know when they went through the Depression, to know much about it. But those that went through things like that, or went through things, they might be millionaires, but live with nothing. Anybody never met somebody like that? They're afraid to use it. Their life is suffering. I mean, they're not taking care of themselves, and they won't fix those, you know, teeth that are rotten, and it's like, whoa, you need some money? No. I just don't want to spend it, you know, because they're scared. They don't want, they're scared of lack. Their fear of lack has bound them up. You understand what I'm talking about? So, it's not according to how much faith you have. Anyone, it's according to how much money you have. You can have, you can be a millionaire and your teeth are rotten and your shoes are worn out and your car can barely get down the road and your house roof is leaking, and it's not according to your money, it's according to you using it. Amen. Now, how do you use it? Well, you got to get some, build it on the word. Faith comes by hearing. That's how you accumulate it, but you've got to release it. And releasing is done through actions. Yes. Amen. This is why more people believe than receive.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Let's back that up. This is why, that was the tape backing up. They may grow up with cassettes. You didn't grow up with cassettes. You young whippersnapper, you. Okay. Wait till we get real old and
I'll Google it.
He's gonna go home and Google it. Anyway, we'll get off of that. But what do I mean? More people believe than receive. More people believe than receive. There's a lot more people that believe in divine healing that than receive divine healing. Why? They haven't put any faith in circulation for that. They're hoping. Do you know Jesus corrected his disciples a number of times about their faith? Remember Peter on the water? Oh, thou little faith, why did you doubt? That wasn't a whizzo button on his lapel. That was a spanking, you know. That happened a number of times. After when Jesus raised from the dead and Thomas wasn't there, I won't believe. Jesus didn't give him a whizzo button for that. And the guys walking on the road to Emmaus, remember? They got spanked for their unbelief. Over and over, the disciples got spanked for their unbelief. But listen, it was never a spanking over their measure. It was always a spanking over them not using what they had. Well, I just don't have much. How much do you think you need? Let me see if I can quote that verse right. If you had faith as a mountain, you'd say to this mustard seed, be thou removed. Huh? Did I say something wrong? What'd I say? Oh, it's faith as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain. Oh. Oh. So how much do you think you need? It's potent stuff. Oh, yeah. Ooh, just a little bit of it.
That's right.
The issue is not how much do you need. The issue is how good are you at using what you got? Oh, this is so fun. This lights my fire. This verse, notice it says here, according to your faith, he's telling us that we measure these things to us by how much we use our faith. Hallelujah. It's not just whatever you want to give me, Lord. You know, people say, well, how much can God do? That's not the issue. That's not the issue. He can do anything. All things are possible with God. But that's not the only all things are possible verse. There's also a verse, all things are possible to him that believes.
That's right. Yeah.
See, it's a cooperation with God. We're working together. He has put some responsibility for these things on us.
Amen.
Yes, he has. And that's the part, folks, they have trouble with that. They like making excuses. They like having a reason for where they are. They like blaming other people. They like saying it's because of this, it's because of that. I don't have an education, this, that, the other. Faith will get you. If you need an education, faith will get you an education. But I haven't had any breaks. Talking like that, you won't. That's a faith issue. Why don't you believe God for some favor? Yeah, but everybody's against me. No, they're not. You're listening to the lie of the devil. It's a faith issue. I'm not mad. It sounds like I'm getting mad. When I get sounding like that, it's not on people. It's on unbelief. I have a special level of intolerance for unbelief. Jesus doesn't like it either. Kadesh Barneel proved that. Unbelief wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and God said, okay, go ahead. Yeah. Out there on your own. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just whatever you want to give me, Lord. No, no, no. It's not according to God's ability. It's not according to His power. It's not according to His will. We have to know what His will is to have faith. But it's not just according to His faith. It's not according to the disciples' faith. It's not according to the pastor's faith. It's not according to your wife's faith. It's not according to your praying grandma's faith. Hey, young people, you rise up and start having some faith. There's an age where your parents aren't going to be able to use their faith for you anymore. Oh, I could say some things. Woo. People get upset because we treat them like adults. Because they are. They run off with sucking their thumb because we treated them like an adult. Put some responsibility on them. Well, I guess you weren't. Maybe you were in an adult body, but you had 3-year-old faith. Sitting in Spirit of Faith Family Church. Anyway, so tell your neighbor, he is happy. Maybe you can't tell it, but he is. Amen. In the long run, how many of you know others can carry, just like spiritual children, just like natural children, it's true about spiritual children, somebody else might can carry you for a while. And that's and we love people and do that a lot. But the time comes whenever, like Brother Hagin said, the Lord will say, put that big youngin' down and let them walk on their own. You know, some of your children, I've been picking them up for a couple of years, and then they're getting bigger now. They come running up, and I'm like, whoa, honey, whoa. You're like, ah. How many of you parents get to the place you don't pick them up anymore? You just, am I all right? That's not mean. It's just that they're too big, and they can walk on their own, you know. The same thing's true spiritually. There comes a time where God just says, just stop picking them up. You've been feeding them faith. They know what to do. They just want to keep being a thumb sucker. So let them on their own and eat the fruit of their own unbelief. He's happy. Tell your neighbor he is happy. It's not according to someone else's faith. In the long run, somebody can carry you on the short run. But in the long run, what you have in life is going to be according to your faith. Not my faith, not Pastor Debbie's faith. We can help you temporarily, but it's going to be on your faith. Somebody said, why? Because Jesus said it. According to your faith, be it unto you. Can you see how we could preach on this a long, long, long time? See, every one of these points that I'm making could be a whole sermon. But somebody said, well, you're saying God's a respecter of persons. No, I'm saying He's a respecter of faith. Here's the thing about God and faith. He leveled the playing. What He did when He gave everyone born again the same measure of faith, He leveled the playing field for everybody.
Amen.
The uneducated get the same measure as the educated.
Come on. Come on. Come on. That's right.
and all the other reasons people give for I can't and I don't have and I whatever, whatever. We've heard all that. Let me tell you something. Yeah, okay, okay. Do I have permission? I have permission. There's a lot of people that kind of, well, Psalm 78:41 said, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. People are saying they're limited for all other reasons other than why they are really limited. Their limit has been put on God by their unbelief. That's a verse talking about referring to Kadesh Barnea. Psalm 78:41. They turned back, tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. The limits are not what people think it is. It is their unbelief. Amen. We're not saying that to attack people. Amen. We just have to give them the truth. And they're going to have to stop making excuses.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. No revelation, Brother Ike said this, no revelation is complete until it shows you your part. We can read all about the will of God concerning prosperity, but then we have to say, okay, now here's how we release our faith for it. Then's when the revelation is coming full. We've been teaching on obedience. That's part of faith. Amen. So, I understand that a lot of people, it's not their fault in the sense of the kind of preaching they hear, which is so watered down, it never has satisfied me. I guess I just never got answers sitting under that kind of stuff. It's never really, I got to tell, just tell it to me the way I am. Tell it to me straight. I just want to, don't try to be nice to me. Don't try to keep me from being offended. I'm not going to, I just want to hear. What's the truth? Don't try to keep me from feeling bad or my flesh from feeling bad. I had a minister. Well, I won't even say that because people might understand it. Anyway, so I just want my help. I want real answers. I don't want to hear what politically is correct to say, what the world says, what the news media says. They don't have a clue about what I'm talking about. You can tell by listening to them. They don't have a clue. Amen. So, in one sense of the word, I understand what people hear, and it's not their fault. But on the other sense of the word, in the other sense of the word, they have a Bible, and they can read it. Amen. Praise the Lord. How much can every person have? It's according to what they can believe for. Isn't that right? How much can you believe for? The Bible doesn't say there's really any limits on you. All things are possible. I mean, these verses are amazing when you really sit and think about them. And so this is the end of victimhood right here. Because if it was that not everybody could have faith, then there would be some people that are victims. But faith is dealt to every man who's born again. God deals. That's, remember that verse in Romans 12? What is that? Verse 3. God dealt to every man the measure of faith. Or no, verse 10? Verse 3, yeah. God's dealt to every man the measure of faith. So, every person can come into Christ and be born again and get the measure of faith. And then start learning about it. It's a little bit like a tool. I use this illustration sometimes. I might not know how to fix a transmission, but a guy that does know how to fix a transmission and has all the tools can put the car up on his jack and say, come here and show me where to put the wrench and show me what that is. Tell me what part is malfunctioning. Pull that out. Put the new one in. And now, because he showed me how to do it and he gave me the tools, now I can fix a transmission. That's what God did when he gave every man the measure of faith. He gave you the tools. He gave you the tools. And he wrote his word to show us how to use those tools. So no man is a victim. Victims are victims of their own choosing. Maybe it was a deception of the enemy that kept them. Don't misunderstand me. But this is the end of victimhood. Amen. You're not a victim of how others have treated you. Is that what Jesus said? According to how others treat you. If they don't give you a break, then, you know, it's hard. He didn't say that. He said, according to your faith. According to your faith, honey. Your faith, honey. And you can have the measure of faith. And you can do something with it. Hallelujah. This helps me. This is the kind of preaching that helped me. If you think it's strong, this is what helped me, and I like it this way. I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm preaching to you. You can't tell it, but I'm giving myself spankings and slapping myself on the face. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, this, I love it. So this is really, it's according to our faith. Not according to the breaks people give us. Well, my boss, he's just saying, yeah. Well, why don't you get a different boss? Well, I can't get enough. What? Why? Because of what you're saying, that's why. There's no limits on you. Amen. I said it's the end of victimhood. I said it's the end of victimhood. Faith is the end of all your excuses. Matthew 9:29, that's the end of all your excuses. It's the end of all my excuses. I don't know how you are, but I have certain things that I have a special aversion to. And whiners is one thing. Whining. Listen, I didn't say that I don't owe every man love, because I do. But some things that people carry, I have an aversion to. I love them. I'll tell you why I love them, because I'll tell you why I have aversion to certain things is because it defeats them, and I don't like to see them defeated, and that's love. Love won't sit and just kind of, yeah, I know, it's hard, the economy's down, and this and that, and I know there aren't many jobs, which there are, by the way, but anyway, it's just hard to get money to come in. I have a special aversion of that because it's defeating them. I love them enough to if they can handle. How many of you know you can't share anything people can't handle? But if I can, I want to lovingly get them past that, because that is the thing that's defeating you, not the economy or whatever else excuses that people are making. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just don't like those things because it's defeating people. Just goes against everything I know about God and everything I know about faith. And the issue is not what they think it is. You know, the enemy tells them it is. I mean, the enemy tells them what their issues are, but it's not what they think it is. It's a faith issue. I said it's a faith issue. But they don't see that because of their unbelief, which is due to their focus being on people and how they've treated them or haven't treated them or, you know. So all those kinds of things. Praise God. I said it's a faith issue. Now, when they talk like that, they seem to imply that the rest of us have had some kind of special privilege. And everything has just been handed to us. But most of the time, that hasn't been true. Statistics. Okay, now, if you can't really listen to the Bible, here's statistics. Most millionaires today, a vast majority, I forget the percentage, I'd have to look it up again. It's like 80% or something like that. Or even higher, I can't remember. But a vast majority, how many of you can safely say that's a vast majority? If somebody won a political event by 80%, I mean, that's a vast majority. A vast majority of millionaires started out with nothing. It wasn't family wealth. There are people that are wealthy because of family wealth. But listen, a vast majority. A vast majority. Tell your neighbor, vast majority is because they're not millionaires because of family wealth. It's because they decided to believe they could do it. Even if they didn't have the Bible, even if they didn't say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and they're using their God kind of faith. But they just, even in the natural. Come on now. Vast majority. So stop acting like somebody owes you something. And, you know, here this person's a millionaire, which I'm not, so don't think I'm talking about myself. I'm on my way. But that person's a millionaire, and they owe me something. Hey, they started out with nothing. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just one of those things. I think people need to hear the facts rather than all the things that are popular to say. You know, it wins you brownie points with the news media and all of that. Amen. Amen. These folks that started out with nothing and became millionaires, a lot of times they had nothing except a belief. You know what I'm talking about? Just a belief they could do it. If that person can do it, even if it's not based on the Bible, they just look and say, if that person can do it, I can do it. Amen. I just found out the other day, it's actually something I'm already invested in. But they say, even now, the ones that for a long time said, ah, it's nothing, now they're all starting to say, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, uh-huh, this is going big. Investments, we're in. At least 8,000 times in the next, I don't want to get my statistics wrong. I think they said 20 years. It's going to take over the whole banking industry. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Right, there's an opportunity. What is it, Pastor? Go find out. It's my faith that brought me that revelation. Why don't you use faith and get the revelation?
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us don't like it this morning. Because it's people like a crutch. People like excuses. I don't this. I don't that. We never had. My family never had. We did, and we've heard all that before. Amen. Faith fixes every area of failure in people's lives. Okay, take a drink of water. Amen. Can you say amen? I'll tell you something about these people that started out with nothing and became millionaires. This is based on a survey of 10,000 millionaires, by the way, the biggest survey that has ever been done on millionaires in the United States. None of them, one characteristic about all of them is none of them were whiners. None of them wanted a handout. I think there ought to be, and really there already is without anybody making a rule, but there ought to be a special place at the bottom for all whiners. Oh, you want to be a whiner all your life? Okay, here's your inheritance. Down here on the bottom. Nobody makes that rule. I don't think it should be a rule. But my point is that spiritual laws do that for them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, there are things you can't change. The way other people treat some and so forth and so on, there are things you can't change. Isn't that right? But this that I'm talking about is something you can change. And this is what Jesus said you will have. So, let other people do what they do. Faith can supersede all of it. Unless Jesus didn't mean what he said. Should we? Okay, open our Bible to Matthew 9 again. Let's cut that out. Get your knife. Anybody got a pocket knife? Anybody got a pocket knife? Where's Matthew 9? All right. Did you bring your pocket knife? You didn't bring it? Here's a pocket knife. All right, let's cut it out. Let's cut it out. Doesn't mean that. Huh? Uh, I saw a guy preaching one time, and he was saying, let's just cut that. He had a blank piece of paper on his Bible. People didn't see the blank piece of paper. He said, oh, that doesn't mean what it says. Let's cut it out. And everybody could hear it, and they're like, all the oxygen went out of the church. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody still glad you came?
Yeah.
Thank God for the word.
Yeah.
Amen. There are things you can't change. There are some stupid people that do stupid things, and they are unfair, and they don't give you a break, and there's people that do all that. But Jesus didn't say according to the breaks you get in life. Huh? No, he said according to your faith, meaning all those things are superseded by faith. They are overcome by faith. Get your focus on what will overcome it. Amen. Amen. People want to be my spiritual son or my spiritual daughter. If you don't catch the heart of this, you're not catching my heart. This has to be prominent in your doctrine, in your thinking, in what you say, what your attention is on. It has to be over everything because Jesus put it over everything. He put it over every excuse people have for where they're at in life. And he leveled the playing field and said, I'll even give you the starting measure to get you started. Everybody gets the same. Rich people, poor people, doesn't matter. Everybody. Sick people, healed people. Broke, busted, and disgusted people. Sorry people. Ugly people. Sinner people. Everybody people. Raunchy people. Terrible people. Been in church all their life people. Everybody gets the same measure. Now here, do something with it. It'd be a little like, I don't have $1 million to give to two different people here. But if I had $2 million and I said, here's $2 million. I give this person $1 million and give this person $1 million. How many of you know now what they do with that determines by the end of their life how much they're going to have? Somebody might take that and buy this and buy things that depreciate and they don't have any value after 3-4 years or whatever. And they're down to 500,000 now. Somebody else might say, hey, I'm living fine the way I am. Let's take that whole million and put it in some sort of investment. By the end of their life, by learning how to invest, they could turn it into 500 million.
Yep. Amen.
And then one say, that's not fair. They have 500 million and I've only got nothing. Well, then, you know, keep losing it. I got nothing. You need to give me some of yours. No, I don't need to give you some of yours. The playing field was leveled at the beginning. People don't like this. They don't like the message of faith. But this is what set me free. And this will answer so many people's questions. Equal opportunity God. Say equal opportunity God. Praise God. How many of you know any man can have faith and he can have an exceedingly growing faith? And Jesus said that's really where it is at. According to your faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, according to the Bible, you can look through the Bible and find this, and I won't take time to go to all the verses. People live right according to their faith. People walk in the Spirit according to their faith. They reckon themselves dead to sin according to their faith. They forgive others according to their faith. Remember Jesus, they said, Lord, they said, how many times should we forgive? 70 times or 7 times? No, 70 times 7. Oh, increase our faith. Jesus said, if you had faith as great as mustard, you'd say. In other words, you start using your faith and it'll grow.
Yes.
I just can't forgive them. What's a faith issue?
Yes.
You're holding on to feelings rather than walking by faith.
Yes.
They forgive according to faith. They live without worry according to faith. They make right choices according to their faith. They put spiritual things first according to their faith. They put their attention on the Word and they control their thought life according to their faith. They act on the Word according to their faith. They follow the inner witness according to their faith. They yield to and stay full of the Spirit, drinking and sinking in psalms, singing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs according to their faith. They prophesy according to their faith. They count it all joy according to their faith. They choose right relationships and fellowship according to their faith. They exercise authority over demons and demon influences according to their faith. Amen.
Amen.
They go to church. Congregations get utterance according to their faith. They receive their needs met according to their faith. They get revelation of God according to their faith. They tithe and give according to their faith. They reap according to their faith. Everything's according to your faith. And that's why this message is so important for us to hear. Not according to someone else's faith. Well, I just can't get to church. I notice on Monday morning you pop out of bed and boom, you're there. That's just, it's tight, but it's right. Praise God. Anybody else like it tight and right like I do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So just as a way to wrap this up, what he's saying is what you're going to enjoy in life is not according to what others believe or what happens around you. It's according to your faith. Amen. And it's receiving. All this has to do with receiving from God. To be a good receiver from God, the Bible shows us how to do it. We do it according to faith. Isn't that right? This is the who, what, where, when, why, and how of the blessings of God. The literal translate, the King James says, according to your faith. But the real Greek says, down upon for according. The word according in the Greek is down upon. That's the way you should literally translate it. Down upon. In other words, things, everything God has comes down upon your faith. In other words, like an airplane needs a place to land, God's saying, if you want that, you have to provide a landing strip for it. That's what it comes down upon. Does that make sense? Comes down on your faith. And so, just like an airplane can't land without something to, for it to come down on, the blessings of God are available to every man.
Yes, they are.
But that man needs to provide a landing pad for them in his life. That man, that woman, needs to provide a landing pad in his life or her life. According to your faith, be it unto you. I could provide a landing pad for it in my life, but I can't provide it in your life. It has to do, a lot of Christians don't understand that, but it has to do with God making us a free moral agent with a free will. We can choose to receive what God has for us, or we can choose to reject it. And faith is how you receive. Does that make sense? Amen. These things can't just land anywhere. They're available anywhere and for everyone, but they can't just land everywhere. Does that make sense? It needs a prepared place to land. If you're going to create a landing strip, you got to clear out the trees, you got to level the hills, you got to create a, if it's going to be a concrete one, you got to put out a bunch of concrete, and it's got to be long enough, and everything's got to be prepared. If you want a plane that's such and such big, you got to have a certain length and all these things, and it's got to be prepared. Nothing happens just automatically. It happens because somebody prepared for that to happen. Am I making any sense? We can open the door or close the door to the blessings of God. Now, let's wrap this up. I remember I said it's the who, what, where, when, why, and how of these blessings. And this verse could have been translated, Matthew 9:29, it could have been translated by virtue of your faith. In other words, be it unto you, or through the means of your faith. Does that make sense? Because of your faith, not because of our wishing, not because of our hope, not because of our, you know, we're in church, we have a perfect church attendance record, which of course could help our faith, but it's not church attendance. Like I said, we've had people come to church and just don't have any faith for certain things. In fact, right now they don't have faith to even get to church. You know, so There's something that gives it the opportunity, gives God the opportunity. It's you and I opening the door of faith. In other words, this verse is describing the how of these things happen. I just don't see how. This verse shows you how. But I don't understand how that works. It doesn't matter that you understand how.
Yeah, right. Come on now.
The how doesn't, that's not your department. I mean, you creating the means for the how is you and my department. But how God does what he does, I don't know a lot of times how he gets it done.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me the other day, they remodeled their house and they did it by cash. They said, I don't know how we did it.
Yeah.
I thought, well, welcome to walking by faith. A lot of things I don't know how we did. But this is the how. I know who these people are, and I know how they did it. They just trusted God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If this is the how.
Amen.
Even though the mind can't figure out the how.
Yeah.
See, when Jesus said to these two blind men, according to your faith, you know, that their healing would be according to their faith, he was telling them the means that their healing would come.
Amen.
He was telling them how. You know what I mean by the means? He was telling them how it would happen. He was telling them the means by how it would happen. Their healing would come through the means of faith. Woo! So faith is like a magnet. How? I don't know, but let's release it. Boom! There comes the power of God. There's the how. How did that happen? We just trusted the Lord. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was a faith thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so this is, in other words, this is how you and I open the door for these things. And we could go on. I said we could go on. It's also the who, what, where, when, why. It says who's going to have it.
Yeah.
Let's just think about something before we close. How many of you are ready to just hear one more little thing here?
Yeah.
Think about this. Are you ready? Because we're saying it's the who, what, where, when, why, and how. How about the who? Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So he's telling us who will experience certain things. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to my faith, be it unto me. Isn't that right? Why would that be so? Is he a respecter of persons? Well, think through the Bible. We've got situations in the Bible that are very interesting. We have Rahab being spared and the rest of the city destroyed. Hebrews 11, though, tells us why. Rahab, because of her faith. How many of you have read that verse? 1,000 will fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. It'll not come down thee. Well, is God a respecter of persons? No, he's a respecter of faith.
Amen.
Well, that's not fair. Oh, yes, it is. Everybody can have it. If it was based on you were born in the United States or another country, then that wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not based on something like that. Right. It's based on something that God distributes freely to every man, if he'll come and receive being born again.
Come on.
So it is fair.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God set it up the rules the way he wanted to set it up.
Come on.
So all fair. Well, I don't think it's fair. Well, you're not running it, so it's fair. God's the one running it, and he's the one that gets to say how it's run. Amen. So it's fair because he enables every man. Well, I just want it to be this way. Well, too bad. I mean, it's not going to be that way. It's going to be the way God said it. Woo! It's tight, Pastor. It's tight. Yeah. Narrow is the way. He's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. Why do some go to heaven and some go to hell? Oh, there's a big one for a lot of people. Well, how can a loving God send? See, he does it. He sent Jesus to get you out of hell. But your problem is lack of faith. People don't like it that tight. They and they sputter their way right off the cliffs of eternity. Amen. Why are some saved and some are not? It's been provided freely by God's grace for every man. I said, yes, it has been. Is he a respecter of persons? Nope. He's a respecter of faith. Amen. Why do, like we've talked about people in the Bible, this is telling us for who these things will happen, according to your faith. I'm almost done. This is telling us for who? Amen. Why are some healed and some not? Pastor. Jesus said, according to their faith. I've been there. I'm not throwing that in other people's faces. I've been there where I didn't receive and I could have, should have, but the Lord said, you haven't been keeping your own faith built up, so you better go get that cut out. So don't think I'm throwing it off on everybody else. I've been there. And I didn't get mad at God saying, why didn't you hear? No, he told me why. It was on my end. See, it was on my end. Tell your neighbor it's on our end. So, why are some healed and why are some not? Why are some baptized in the Holy Ghost and some are not? Why did God have respect to Cain's or Abel's offering and not to Cain's? Hebrews 11. By faith, Abel offered unto God. Why Rahab not destroyed? The rest of the city not. Why Noah not destroyed? The rest of the world not. Why Israel went through the Red Sea and Pharaoh drowned? And all his armies. Amen. Why did the three Hebrew children live through the burning fiery furnace? And those that threw them in died. Because of what they said. Our God will deliver us. That's their faith. Why did Daniel live? And the very people that put him in there died. In the lion's den. You know what I'm talking about. Why did Moses live as a child? And the others were destroyed. We have the answers to all these. Many of these are in Hebrews 11. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. So no, we're not out of balance whenever we emphasize faith. Are you there? Why were there plagues in Egypt and not in Goshen? It was their faith in that blood of that animal that looked forward to the blood of Jesus. Hebrews says that. Isn't that right? Over and over again, it's a faith issue. But people want to lay the responsibility off on others. And so it tells us how, it tells us who, it tells us, this verse, Matthew 9:29, tells us how much, it tells us when, whenever we get into faith, tells us all the answers to all the questions.